1620-945-WTAW. Here are comments from the February 7th, 2023 Bryan City Council meeting, where the council takes the next step to expand sewer lines on the city's west side. Federal pandemic grant money will be used for the $100,000 purchase of land to build a lift station to move waste in an area that's generally bordered between Highway 21 and Villa Maria and between Highways 47 and 2818. Before approving the land purchase, the Bryan Council had two lengthy discussions about using lift stations. That was in light of residents who were opposed to the City of College Station's plan to build a sewer line through their South Bryan neighborhood that employs gravity to move waste. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick asked about the reliability of 25 lift stations operating in Bryan.
I would say they're fairly reliable. We have staff that goes and visit them on a regular basis, actually every day. Have communications at all the sites that provide communication back to the staff if there's a problem with the lift station. We have redundant pumps. Some lift stations have plumbing such that we can bypass pump if we have a problem with the pumps. Some are wired for portable generators. This one will have a on-site generators.
Barfnick also said Bryan's lift stations are licensed by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Current rules by TCEQ require the newer lift stations to be wired or have a generator on site. Some of our older lift stations, as we retrofit them, they are being wired for a generator. If they're not wired for a generator, they are plumbed such that we can bring our portable pump out and then bypass pump that lift station.
A map showing the area where the newest lift station will be servicing is at WTAW.com.